This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Maybe you spent the last few weeks of December frantically running around a shopping mall. If so, the retailers of America thank you, because it turns out they had a pretty good holiday season after a meh year. Holiday sales were up almost 5% over last year, according to MasterCard's Spending Pulse. To break it all down, we have journalist Elizabeth Holmes, who covers retail. Welcome.
Hey, Lizzie.
You know, it looks like we actually had a pretty good holiday retail season. Some sales up as much as 5% this year. I mean, how big of a deal is this season?
You know, early indications are that people were feeling really good this holiday shopping season. They're feeling better about their personal financial situation, and they wanted to sort of get out and spread a little holiday cheer and open their wallets. So, retailers are excited. It's the best year-over-year growth since 2011, according to early numbers.
Do we have a sense what drove those numbers, whether we're talking about the sort of feeling of economic well-being or bonuses, wages, anything like that?
I think it's a combination of things. I think people are feeling better about the sort of overall economy and as well their personal situation. What I would say is that this is not necessarily a green light for retailers here, that they still have some struggles ahead in 2018. A lot of the spending went towards experiences, you know, people wanting to take someone out to dinner or buy a plane ticket and go on vacation, that kind of thing, rather than buy something to wrap and put under the tree.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you how we square this season with, you know, the other big retail trend, which is like the death of the mall, the death of the brick and mortar store. How do they go together?
Absolutely. So, you know, 2017 was a real rocky road for a lot of retailers, especially in the apparel sector, which I follow pretty closely. Department stores in particular had a really hard time. And so as we see these really, you know, positive numbers for a lot of categories, that's happening in electronics. It's happening for some in jewelry. But apparel seems to continue to struggle a little bit. And I would say that going forward, retailers have to continue to fight that urge to promote and discount everything as much as they have been, because the shopper is still obviously very addicted to discounting. And they've got to up their retail experience to bring people into the stores.
I'm really curious about this sort of tie-in effect. So I'm going to admit and out my mother here. She gave me an Instant Pot for Christmas, this like multi-cooker thing.
Yes.
Along
that was the gift of the season.
It was the gift of the season, but along with a pretty sophisticated cookbook that goes with it. Can we spin out from that anecdote a sense of not just the hot gifts, but how you really package them in this modern kind of way of, here's the experience that's going to go along with it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's the real win for retailers. If they can get you in the door to buy not just what you had on your list, but something that makes it feel a little more special and a little more personal. So your mom really, really, really went for it there. And I think, that's what all retailers want. They don't want to just sell you a sweater. They want to sell you a scarf to go with it kind of thing. And I think what, in particular about the Instant Pot, it is a chance to do something, right? It's not just, you know, you buy a sweater and you wear it once, but you can, if you have that cookbook, you can enjoy it throughout the year. You can try different things. It makes it more than just sort of a one-off gift. It makes it something that has a little longevity to it.
Elizabeth Holmes covers retail trends, fashion, and style. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lizzie.